This is CBS, the Star's address.
The CBS Radio Network proudly presents the Red Skelton Show.
For the next half hour, we invite you to laugh your head off with Clem Kiddlehopper, Willie Lump Lump, Deadeye the Western Cowboy, Cauliflower McPug, Junior the Mean Little Kid, San Fernando Red the Politician, and all the other hilarious characters portrayed by you-know-who on the transcribed Red Skelton Show.
Red Skelton, Dave Rose, and his orchestra, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and Dick Ryan will be me, Rod O'Connor. From the Skelton scrapbook of satire, a story entitled The Liberty Bell, and it stars MGM's clown, Red Skelton, and Dave Rose and his orchestra. Skelton, you know it's sure nice of you to help entertain at our Liberty Bell dedication. Oh. I know how busy you are.
Oh, yeah. I'm busier than a horse without a tail during fly time. That's not what it says, but it will help to do.
Well, tell me, what are you going to do at our new Liberty Bell dedication today?
Well, what's this?
I say, what are you going to do at our new Liberty Bell dedication today?
Well, as soon as I find it here, I'll tell you. Well, you know, I could dance. You know, I've been taking dancing lessons. These are my new dancing shoes. Look, the bottoms of them, they're still slicky.
Mm-hmm. Dancing lessons, huh?
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I can kick the back of my head.
Well, that clears up a few things, anyway. Hey, gee, it looks like a nice crowd showed up for the unveiling of our town's new Liberty Bell.
Yeah, say, did any of those local commies show up?
Local commies?
Yeah, you know, pinks and minks. Oh. I told them that wouldn't get any.
Oh, Mr. O'Connor.
Right, Tim has got to go.
Well, you see, the committee has been looking all over you. Did you find any entertainment?
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. A very clever fellow. One of the best comedians in America.
Well, it's nice of you to come. You're a much younger man than I had pictured, Mr. Benny.
There are others, you know. Hey, Rod.
Yeah?
Isn't that punch-drunk prize fighter, Cauliflower McPug?
Yeah, I better go say hello to him.
Yeah, go say hello to him.
Hiya, Cauliflower.
Who ain't it? Why are you... Start talking. I'll find you, boy.
I'm right here.
Boy, a flock of them flew over that time. You know what? This country is getting more full of birds all the time. I got news for you. A guy from Florida came up to me today and I said, "How do you like California?" He said, "This is for the birds." Hey, I can't stand around here and gab with you. I see that they're already ringing the Liberty Bell. They've started to celebrate already.
Look, the bell isn't ringing yet.
Oh, it's not, huh?
No.
Oh, well, why are those pigeons flying out of the belfry then? Say, you know what?
What?
I'd like to stick around and talk to you a little bit longer, but I got to get inside the auditorium, you see. David Rhodes, my good friend.
Yeah.
Betty's husband, you know. That my good friend had dedicated a song to me.
What's the name of it?
By all things, by a queer coincidence.
Yes.
Bells and Birds.
Red Skelton will be back in a moment. In the meantime, this is Roy Rowan reminding you that your radio makes it possible for you to hear history as it happens. With pre-convention excitement taking hold across the country and radio listeners looking forward to thorough convention coverage, it's interesting to note that it was only 32 years ago that radio brought its first election to the public. That was in 1920. Today, radio's complete convention and election coverage are a standard and valuable part of election years. On Monday, July 7th, the Republican convention begins in Chicago. CBS Radio will bring you continuous coverage by the famous CBS Radio news staff, including Edward R. Murrow, Robert Trout, Lowell Thomas, Eric Severide, Larry Lesser, and many other outstanding reporters. Starting Monday, July 7th, on CBS Radio, you will hear history as it happens at the Republican convention. And now, for tonight's convention of comedy, back to Red Skelton.
Say, when are they going to unveil the town's new Liberty Bell?
Well, right after Junior, his mother, and grandfather present a bedtime story for adults.
They're not going to be here,
yes.
Are they?
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
See, I better get backstage and see how they're coming along.
Now, stand up straight. Mm. I want to see how you look. Oh, straighten your tie.
Now, look, I don't mind you taking me there and having me go out on stage in front of all those people, but you should let me wear long pants. You see, me legs are so skinny.
Oh, your legs are not so skinny?
Oh, no. Then how come every dog in the neighborhood follows me around smacking his lips? One dog looked at my little legs and he says, yummy, yummy. Any day he will throw them away now.
Stop talking silly.
What do you mean? The other day a dog buried me 3 times.
Are you ready to present your little play?
Oh, yes. Are you ready, Mummy?
Oh, yes, dear, yes.
Are you ready, dear Grandpa?
Yes, sir.
Fine.
Well, I'll introduce the play now.
Oh, thank you, dear sir. Thank you.
Gee, I must be winning Junior over. He didn't insult me.
Oh, hey, yoo-hoo.
Yes, Junior?
Talk loud, you big fat bowl of blubber.
ladies and gentlemen, to carry on with our dedication of our new Liberty Bell, we'll bring to our stage Junior, who will tell a bedtime story for adults entitled The Bell Collector.
In a junkyard, a final resting place for once useful gadgets, sat an old rusty bell. No one seemed to know why the people threw it away, or how could they ever forget how important it was.
Yes, I did play an important part in the life of the villagers. Of course, I irritated the grown-ups when I awakened them to another working day. But I was forgiven when I rang out at noon, giving them a few seconds of relaxation. Then I was loved again at the close of the working day, at vesper time.
Only to be scolded by us little kids when you rang out the curfew at night. This old bell had rung out the sounds of many victories, of many wars. It had once called people to their place of worship. It had warned the people of danger when a storm was approaching at sea.
That ship out there must be warned. Sound the bell.
Then came confused progress, and progress knows no sentiment.
Yes, my warning sounds were replaced by the siren. And subversive elements do not call the people together by the sound of a bell. They have to sneak into their meeting cells. If they could silence every church bell, the chimes in the clock, soon the father of all bells, the Liberty Bell, would be cast into the limbo of the junkyard.
The old bell was sad, but one day a smaller bell was tossed on the junk pile. It was a widow dinner bell. She had been replaced by a foot buzzer. She had been quite a belle in her day at the head of the American table. Hardly a day went by when someone didn't give her a ring. And then she and the old rusty bell got to talking one day.
I don't like to sound off, but my brother is carrying out a great traditional pride in San Francisco. He's a trolley bell and a cable car.
Market Street, everybody out and push.
And not only that, my father is at sea, a ship's bell.
Soon the little bell became very unhappy too. And the old rusty bell and the little bell, they cried. They figured that they were doomed to spend the rest of their days on that junk pile. But along came a widow boy who had a strange hobby of collecting bells, for their history would give him knowledge. And he picked up the widow bell, and he said to himself, "My, what a lovely sound. What has we here, though?" Kind of flat, but to the collector, it sounded like a choir of angels singing. And then the widow boy, he spent a week sandblasting and polishing the neglected bells until they became dazzling bright like spiritual teachings. And then they were placed in a room with thousands of other little bells. There were fire bells, old train bells, yes, even a few Christmas bells, because they too had lost their importance. And then one day, the old bell spoke to the widow bell.
"Little bell, I have become quite fond of you. Would you be mine? Of course, there's a slight difference in our age. About 75 years.
Now, isn't that silly? You know, bells are sort of like people. They only feel old if they're not wanted. But the old bell asked her to marry him, and she said, "Oh, my, what a wonderful wedding it was. There were presents brought by the Christmas bells, poems were recited by the jingle bells, and jokes were told that flattered the other bells. Of course, these were the irritable. Not with the good humor bells around, no." Then word got around about the bell, and even the collector was happy about it. A strange thing took place. All the townspeople seemed to realize that they had been asleep. That to sound out liberty, you must pull a rope, not strings. So they asked the collector for the bell to hang in their steeple. And now the widow bell and the old rusty bell became the proud parents that sound out freedom. Again they call their children to church. And again they make America clear thinking. Clear as a bell. Again they let freedom ring.
Thank you, Junior. And now to get on with the dedication of our new town Liberty Bell. There's with us a man who has faithfully seen to it that the flag that flies over our town hall was raised in the morning and taken in at sundown. So the committee felt it was only fitting that the honor of ringing the new Liberty Bell should go to Clem Cadiddlehopper.
Well, here I am, boy. I love to hear my voice. That way I know when I'm through talking. Oh, snappy ones tonight, ain't they, huh?
Oh, Clem.
Well, dee-dee-doo.
Clem, I'm so proud of you.
You are, really? Well, you just come here directly from the glue factory?
That's my new perfume you smell.
Oh, is that what it is? What is it, Rabbit Hutch number one?
It's called Manhunt. Isn't it out of this world?
Yeah, it smells like it's been dead for a long time.
Oh, Clem, I'm so thrilled that they chose you to ring the Liberty Bell.
Oh.
I've just got to give you a great big cat.
Here, unhand me, woman. Could I have my bubble gum back? That does it now. Now I've got to get my lips retreaded. Just like a vacuum cleaner. You're going to come in handy for the spring cleaning.
All right, Clem, it's time to ring the Liberty Bell.
Oh.
Grab hold of the rope.
Okie dokie, boy.
Clem, put me down.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were a little hefty there.
Well, let's get on with the ceremony. Yank on the rope and ring the Liberty Bell on the steeple.
Okie doke. Here it goes. That's funny. The bell didn't ring.
Yeah, that is strange.
Yeah.
Try it again and pull a rope real hard.
Okay. Tight pants I'm wearing.
Yeah.
That's the last time I wear underwear made out of salt bags. Nothing happens. Hey, look at that. The rope just fell down from the steeple. That's funny. There's no bell on the other end of it.
Hey, the Liberty Bell's gone.
Somebody stole it.
Yeah, like Junior said, some subversive forces who want to silence the bell and what it stands for.
Look, Skelton, I'm going out to find that Liberty Bell, and while I'm gone, why don't you sing Foggy, Foggy Dew?
When I was a bachelor, I lived all alone. I worked at the weaver's trade, and the only thing that I did that was wrong was to woo a fair young maid. I wooed her in the winter time, part of the summer too, and the only thing that I did that was wrong was to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew. One night my wife knelt by my side while I was fast asleep. She threw her arms around my neck and started in to weep. She wept, she cried, she pulled her hair on me. What could I do? So all night long I held her in my arms just to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew. Again I'm a bachelor, I live with my son. We work at the weaver's trade, and every single time I look into his eyes, he reminds me of the fair young maid. He reminds me of the winter time, part of the summer too, and of the many, many times that I held her in my arms just to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew.
Red Skelton will be back in a moment. In the meantime, CBS Radio wants you to meet this summer's most popular mother-in-law. She's a lady named Lily, and she's known as a December bride. Lily's at our microphone now with her son-in-law, a man named Matt.
Matt?
Yes, Lily? What does my favorite mother-in-law want?
Well, I've been asked to say something, and I'm afraid to.
Why? Why should you be afraid?
Well, you know, most people think mother-in-laws talk too much.
I don't think so.
Well, that's because you know me, but for others who don't...
All right, Lily, I get your point. I'll do the talking for you.
Good.
I'll tell them that our new show, December Bride, starring Spring Byington...
And Hal March and Doris Singleton.
Yeah, we can all be heard every Sunday on CBS Radio, and we'd like all of you to be listening.
And if you're listening, you'll be laughing at December Bride this Sunday on CBS Radio. Now, back to Red Skelton.
Say, Rod.
Yeah?
You know, the people are getting kind of restless. Gee, Dave is all upset, and Betty, that's his wife.
Oh, know. Yes, huh?
We better find that Liberty. We better find that Liberty Bell pretty soon, boy. The people are going to get fed up and go home.
Yeah, say, let's take a look in the town hall steeple and see if we can find any clues.
Yeah, let's go up to the steeple. Should have opened the closet. Looked in the clues closet. This is no small steeple, believe me.
Well,
well, here we are.
Yeah, the Liberty Bell used to be inside this next room.
Yeah.
Well, look, there it is.
Yeah, look who's curled up asleep next to it.
Willie Lump Lump. I'll go wake him up. Hey, Willie, wake up.
Just a moment.
Don't shove me around like that, Sergeant. Just go away and let me alone. Old generals just fade away, but old captains run and hide.
Well, Willie, what are you doing up here?
What's that?
I said, what are you doing up here?
Ask it a little more sensible, will you?
What are you doing up here, Willie?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Come on, now, why are you asleep up here in the belfry?
Well, if you must know, I'm up here in the belfry because last night I was out on a bat. And this is where we all landed. Yeah, if anything, boy, I can't stand is a Budinsky. And that is exactly what you have turned out to be, is a Budinsky. And if I have ever seen one, brother, you are it. And if there's something I can't stand, that is a Budinsky. And boy, you are a Budinsky if I have ever seen one.
Willie?
Just a moment. Yeah. I got one more. You are a Budinsky.
Willie, why didn't you go home last
night? Budinskys may come and Budinskys may go, and I wish you would.
Willie, why didn't you go home last night?
Well, I can't. I can't sleep at home. You see, my wife's mouth is on a 24-hour shift. When she wakes, she talks. All she does is talk. When she's asleep, she talks. And then when she isn't at home, she's always on the telephone. So I came up here. I thought I could get myself a little rest. And do you know what happened?
No, what happened?
All night long, carrier pigeons have been bringing me messages.
I just discovered why the Liberty Bell didn't ring. The rope's been cut.
I know. I cut it so nobody would ring it while I was taking a little snooze for myself. I gotta get some sleep, you know. I gotta get some sleep. Yeah, you know, I want to be wide awake so that I can keep my position. You see, I gotta be on the ball at all times. And if I'm not awake, then I can't be on the ball. When I was in the Army, the sergeant says, get on the ball. I says, okay, roll it over. I'll get on it.
You want to stay awake so you can keep your position, huh?
Yes.
What position?
Number one boy in the unemployment compensation line.
Well, tell me, how could you do a thing like cutting the rope that rings the Liberty Bell? You should be ashamed of yourself.
Is that the new Liberty Bell they just put in?
That's right.
I didn't know that. You know what I bet?
What?
I'll bet there's a lot of people been cutting the rope on the Liberty Bell without even realizing what they were doing. You know what I'm going to do?
No, what?
I am going downstairs and apologize to these people.
Well, Willie, don't go out that door. It leads to the roof.
Willie! Gee, that feels good.
Hey, Willie, are you all right?
Yeah, but watch that curb, boy. It's pretty steep.
All right, folks. Now that the Liberty Bell's fixed up again, Clem Cadiddlehopper will now pull the rope and ring it for us. Well, go ahead, Clem. Let her ring.
Okay.
Gee, can you imagine that, Red? Willie nearly wrecked our ceremony by cutting the rope on the Liberty Bell just so he could fall asleep.
Well, you know, Willie's not the only one at fault. We're all to blame. And if all of us freedom-loving people don't pay more attention to what the Liberty Bell stands for, the day may come when another bell will be tolling the death of our way of life. Too many of us are like Willie Lump-Lump. We've been asleep too long, but God give us strength to wake up before it's too late, and there isn't any Liberty Bell left to ring.
You've been listening to the Red Skelton Show. Remember that every single historic moment of the 1952 political conventions will be brought to you by CBS Radio's crack corps of correspondents. Starting Monday, July 7th, at the Republican Convention in Chicago, you'll hear history as it happens, and it will happen on your radio. Remember that Spring Byington, as the hilarious mother-in-law of December Bride, makes comedy history on CBS Radio every Sunday this summer. Wherever you go, you can enjoy America's greatest traveling show by making sure a radio goes with you. 'Cause every day is fun day on CBS Radio.
Courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is the CBS Radio Network.